Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. Quickly before we get to our guest, I want to mention that shortly after the Boston bombing, one of my friends called me and he said, this whole thing is a charade. And I said, you can't make that statement. I mean, you have to have proof of it. And he gave me a couple of things. For instance, of course, blood, after it's on the ground for a short period of time, is no longer bright red. It begins to get much darker. But, of course, all the pictures you saw, the blood there at the Boston bombing, it was bright red, and it persisted in being bright red. So why was that? Well, I think the thing that convinced me more than anything, you know, I'm not saying that there wasn't an explosion, that people didn't die, that perhaps there were people injured. We don't know. All we know is what we read in the newspapers and see on television. But I want you to check the pictures of the fellow who had both legs blown off. Look at the stump, a well-healed stump with a bone, a bloody bone extending from the end of it. But, of course, there's no flesh. There's no flesh wounds, just a well-heeled BK stump. And then, of course, you're going to see this fellow sitting in a wheelchair. Why would they put a fellow who's had both legs blown off, obviously in shock, in a wheelchair and put a tourniquet around his leg? But look very, very carefully at that bone. There's simply no flesh on it, just a bloody bone extending from the end. You'll see pictures of him laying on the ground. You'll see pictures of them pushing him. Now they're beginning to pull the pictures down because they've created the impression in your mind that this man had both legs blown off, and yet, of course, you can see pictures of him elsewhere. A gentleman who had both legs blown off in Vietnam, he was in a wheelchair, in Afghanistan, both legs blown off in Afghanistan, and then he was in a wheelchair, and then he was obviously had the same wheelchair. You do not put somebody with both legs off in a wheelchair, put a tourniquet on them. You do not have a well-healed stump with a piece of bloody bone extending from the end of it. Look at the pictures on the Internet before they're all down and understand they're playing games with your mind. We don't know what happened there, but we do know that if one picture is falsified, then much of what we've seen is falsified. Go on the Internet and just type in Boston bombing, legs blown off. You'll find some pictures, although they're pulling them down rapidly for fear the American people are going to see the truth. And now let's get to our special guest today. Well, he's not a special guest, one of my good friends, Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter from Israel, who was forced to leave Israel because, of course, of death threats, because he was bringing out the truth. Good morning, Barry. What are we going to be talking about today?
Well, It's familiar. You read my article. By the way, I managed to overcome all kinds of my own little health issues and put together a pretty good article. You got it, right?
Right, I did. Thank you.
All right. Now, look, I'm not going to go through the expose of really a primitive piece of rumor and gossip that's all over the place. I mean, this thing is being reprinted that the CIA have conducted a survey of Israel and decided that it's not going to survive. And, oh, boy, every Israeli has either got an American passport or a million and a half are going back to Russia. And it was just such an obvious fraud. And I exposed it. It wasn't even hard. And then I went on to where we're going to talk about this, by the way, is there's so much baloney going on the Internet, and people just buy it.
What the article basically said was the CIA had said that in 20 years Israel was going to be destroyed, was not going to be there. That was the basic theme of the article. Go ahead.
Yeah, without name. Oh, look, the article said that members of Congress had received the report without naming the members of Congress, of course, as in every hoax. You don't expose yourself to the awful truth. Look, it was shoddy, just plain shoddy. And then, I don't know, coincidence, but I'm going to do this in detail, where you and I were mentioned in an article. It turns out it's DougHemp.com. I finally found out who wrote it, and this was also sent to me by all kinds of people. But I'm going to quote it. It's the first time, I think, that the two of us have been put side by side in a reasonable article, and I think a truthful one as well. And it goes all the way back to the Balfour Declaration. Before I start quoting you and quoting me, the Balfour Declaration was basically a letter. It was sent to the British Foreign Secretary, James Balfour. He sent it out, I'm sorry, to Lionel Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, and it represents the first political recognitions of Zionist aims by a great power. Now, that is labor Zionist aims, and whether you realized it or not in this quote, that's real essential. This Zionism was being developed to oppose Judaism. It was very anti-Jewish, very anti-religious, and Britain recognized it. And here's where you tell us why. All right, I'm quoting now from the article, and it begins, what is significant about this correspondence is that according to researcher Dr. Stanley Monteith, Balfour was a high-ranking Mason. By the way, I got lots of letters disputing this. It was actually a so-so controversial article, but we'll continue with Doug Hemp. In fact, we will...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here at Eric Hemp.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Mann, and somebody is quoting me as saying that that Baldwin was a high-ranking Mason. I'm not sure whether he was a Mason, but he was certainly involved in the occult. He was part of the secret society, Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, that was intent upon bringing about this world government. And certainly Mason was intimately involved with that. The just documentation is in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, both of which we offer. So St. James Baldwin was an integral part of this whole movement, which plagues us today, intent upon destroying civilization and creating this one-world society. So go right ahead, Barry.
Well, let's just go back to Douglas Hamp quoting. In fact, we will see that the Masons were centrally responsible for Israel's reestablishment. Dr. Monteith has summarized what Freemason Cecil Rhodes wrote in his Confession of Faith. And here's a quote from you. Lord Milner was a 33rd degree Mason. William T. Stead was a spiritualist and a theosophist. And Arthur Balfour was a spiritualist, a Mason, and a member for the Society for Psychical Research. Dr. Monteith rightly notes, quote, what most researchers have missed is the fact that most of the men who joined Cecil Rhodes' secret society were involved in the occult. Dr. Monteith again quotes from Cecil Rhodes' Confession of Faith, wherein he states that he has become a Mason and then states the goal of bringing the world under British control. Here is the quote from Confessions of Faith. In the present day, I became a member of the Masonic Order. This, of course, is Cecil Rhodes. Why should we not form a secret society with one object, the furtherance of the British Empire, for the bringing of the whole of the uncivilized world under British rule, for the recovery of the United States, for the making of the Anglo-Saxon race, but one empire. Now, I'm going to need you, because listeners really, well, they don't know who William Stead is. I'd never heard of William Stead. Who were these people?
Well, William Stead was basically one of Cecil Rhodes' mentor. He was he published a paper called Review of Reviews. He was a very liberal individual writing about the importance of world government. He was deeply involved in the occult, and he was sort of the mentor of Rhodes and Milner and of the young men at that time who were interested in bringing about world peace. Of course, they were going to have to bring it about by having war after war. But Stead was sort of the leader of the group, and basically when Cecil Rhodes created a secret society, it had four members: Rhodes, Milner, Stead, and a man named who became known as Lord Escher. Well, Stead basically, of course, was very close to them until they got around to creating the Boer War. He felt the Boer War was wrong, and Milner and the other three felt that they had to have this war, they had to have these wars to begin to expand British control over, first of all, South Africa, then over all of Africa, then over the whole world. So they threw, actually, Stead out of the secret society, and because of that, Stead wrote about it in a number of books, in his biography and elsewhere. So here's one of the sources where we know the background of this secret society, which, of course, today is manifested by the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. But we're talking over 120 years since Cecil Rhodes created a secret society in 1891. But William Stead was one of the four original members of that secret society and the publisher at that time of Review of Reviews.
All right. Let's continue with Douglas Hamp and you being quoted before I am in the next paragraph. We were paralleled in this article. I think that's noteworthy, okay? Professor Quigley notes that there were, quote, two power blocks that controlled Great Britain during the early decades of the 20th century. One was led by Lord Cecil Rhodes, the other by Lord Milner. Quigley writes, quote, one of the enduring creations of the Rhodes Bloc is the Society for Psychical Research, which holds a position in the history of the Rhodes Bloc similar to that held by the Royal Institute of International Affairs in the Milner Group. The Society was founded in 1882 by the Balfour family. Again, the same Balfour as the one who sent a letter to Lionel Rothschild looking with favor upon the establishment of a Jewish homeland in Palestine. The Society was founded in 1882 by the Balfour family and their in-laws. We're going to end your quotes. You are finished and I begin in the same article, very next paragraph. Douglas Hamm, first of all, Israeli author and reporter Barry Chamish states the Masonic administration over the establishment of Israel in no uncertain terms. All right, here is me being quoted. In the 1860s, the British Israelite movement was initiated from within Freemasonry. Its goal was to establish a Jewish Masonic state in the Turkish province of Palestine. Of course, that would mean dealing with the Turks at some point down the line, but first the country would have to be repopulated with Jews. And the idea wasn't to bring in more of the same religious Jews who already were the majority in Jerusalem and elsewhere, but the kind of Jews who would eventually accept the Masonic view of history. Now, I wrote that I was really young and full of spunk, but I stand by that. I think that I wrote something that has withstood our test of time. But let me carry on with my quote from this article. I think it puts your background into perspective. Me again. And by the way, I think Douglas Hamp, give the man credit for him to parallel our works. A lot of work must have gone into that. Well, let me continue with my quote. Initially, British Jewish Masonic families like the Rothschilds and Montefiores provided the capital to build the infrastructure for the anticipated wave of immigration. However, luring the Jews to Israel was proving difficult. They simply liked European life too much to abandon it. So Europe was to be turned into a nightmare for the Jews. This led to the rise of pogroms and labor Zionism. Then things began moving quickly. British Masons like Arthur Balfour and Herbert Samuel led the campaign for official British recognition of a Jewish homeland during World War I. At the same time, a million British troops, badly needed in the trenches of Europe, were sent marching to Palestine to oust the Ottomans. When the war ended, the campaign for a Jewish state went into full speed at Versailles. In 1919, the Royal Institute of International Affairs was founded in London, and 2 years later, the Council on Foreign Relations began its nefarious activities in New York. Their agendas called for a world governmental takeover and a global religion based in Jerusalem. Again, I wrote that when I was young, a lot younger than today. I'm feeling my health today. I wrote that in full health, and I stand by it.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that basically that's exactly what happened. And I think it's fascinating that this gentleman equates you and I together. In fact, I've been told that a lot of people in Israel listen to my radio programs because they want to hear you on them. So you are having an impact over in Israel, certainly. I think that's amazing. But go right ahead.
Well, I wish I personally felt it. Look, I'm plenty discouraged about the real impact that I'm having. But apparently it exists. All right. But my health isn't what it should be, and living is hard and all. What can I tell you? The suppressive forces have done a real number on me. I'll tell you, it's worked. But let's go back to Douglas Hamp and this quote, which, again, I certainly received it from people, so it's also having an effect. In this case, it's an effect on Christians. Douglas Hamp is Christian, but I think he chose my quote out of all the quotes very well. And here is him returning to give his point of view. The above evidence strongly affirms that the Masons were behind the establishment of the modern state of Israel. Given their intense interest in the temple and their desire to rebuild it, such testimony becomes strong circumstantial evidence that the Masons were behind the reestablishment of Israel because of their desire to rebuild the temple, which is central to their central dogma. All right, I think that's a pretty good summation of your quotes and my quotes, coming to a conclusion that I would say is very, very rational.
Amen. I think it's fascinating. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm not sure how much farther ahead, but I'm going to stick with, what was done. You know, the British didn't just take Palestine. It was a war. The Ottomans were a major power. Why did they want to? And then we have to go to the question. I mean, you name all the WASP Masons. What was their connection to the labor Zionists? Look, the answer is Chaim Weizmann. There is a direct connection. Now, the myth we've been told is the Balfour Declaration was a reward to Chaim Weizmann, who developed a process of making explosives from cracked paint. Supposedly, Britain was running out of high explosives, and this chemist, Chaim Weizmann, saved the war effort. It's nonsense. Not a bomb was made from this process. This is the myth we've been told. that Lord Balfour was so grateful that this process saved the war for Britain that he decided to give Weizmann's group the labor Zionists. I wish people would stop saying these Zionists. There is a big, big difference between these Masons, of which Chaim Weizmann was their leader. And he was the first president of Israel, and he knew all about something called the transfer agreement, a deal cut by the labor Zionists in 1933 with the Nazis. Well, in short, the Nazis banned every Jewish organization in Germany but labor Zionism. And they were allowed to run camps to train professionals. I mean, you're talking about in Europe, in Germany, the Jews were doctors, lawyers, and so forth. They were trained to become farmers for kibbutzim, to make a new Israel where the Jews toiled the soil. Oh, I hear
well,
the music.
That's very well. We'll be back in a moment, dear. American.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry's making a very important point. You have to separate in your mind Zionism, and that is the people who believe that God wants the Jews in Israel, from the labor Zionists, who I believe are a satanic group, and I believe that the absurdity at the upper echelons of masonry are satanic people. I mean, if Christians believe that Lucifer is the prince of this world and is running it, and I think they're absolutely right. So you cannot understand what's going on today from a logical point of view, because so little going on really makes any sense. I would simply give the example of recently Israel released 1,027 convicted terrorists, 400 of them were convicted murderers, to get back one Israeli soldier. Does that make sense? Of course it doesn't make sense. So when you understand that they didn't release the terrorists, how would you have a war on terrorism? Then it begins to make sense. Barry, go ahead and pick up the story about what's going on, and I'm very pleased that they quoted you and I together in this analysis of what's going on as far as Israel is concerned. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I didn't go on. I didn't confuse my article. I began it with one ridiculous rumor of the CIA essentially saying Israel is doomed, but really it was so shoddy. But then I went into the real story of the founding of Israel, and I stand by it. After all this time, I'm not the spunky youth I used to be anymore, unfortunately, but I stand by what I wrote. I got it right. Now I want to go into another cover-up. And the problem is, now it's called Israel Did It, I think, a major website proving that Israel did 9/11. Now, there's a real problem. 90% of it is just really anti-Semitic crap. Any Jew, anyone who's ever had a lunch with a Jew who had a lunch, he was involved in 9/11. Every judge, every commission of inquiry, it was all the Jews. Now, this doesn't leave anybody with the feeling that this is a serious study. But within, now here is my problem. Within, he's got an actual case. I'm going to name three Jews with a little background who really, really were involved, and I don't think they can get away with this. Well, I think they can, actually. My faith in justice actually triumphing has diminished over time, but let's look at one. Person one is Larry Silverstein. In July, a month and a half before, on 24th of July, 2001, he got the 99-year lease to run the World Trade Center. Lucky him, a month and a half later, two planes crashed into buildings one and two, and he was supposed to get $3.2 billion, but he sued saying that, no, it was two terror attacks, two planes. I deserve $7.2 billion, and he got it. Look, this is too convenient for words when you consider just one fact, that at 5:20 in the afternoon, Building 7 was brought down in a perfect controlled demolition. It was filled with explosives. Look, what Silverstein said is, well, it was on fire, so we brought it down. We decided to pull it. You don't decide to pull a building. It takes time to place the explosives in a way that a brick doesn't fall on the next building. That is what happened. Building 7 went down in a straight demolition. What on earth? And Silverstein admitted he pulled it. Well, there's a reason why, and it's a really simple reason. What was supposed to happen is United Airlines Flight 93 was supposed to crash at the Building 7 and bring down a third building in the World Trade Center, but something happened. We're not sure what. We know what the myth is. The myth is that the burliest passengers overpowered the terrorists. It doesn't matter what the myth is. It's all made up. The fact is that Flight 93 did fall in a field in Pennsylvania and didn't crash into Building 7. So with fire marshals snooping around, police about to find the explosives, Silverstein panicked, and he just brought down the building. And that alone should be enough, except now you check this out. The Patriot Act protected Silverstein and someone else we're going to talk about, Menachem Atzmon, that anyone involved with security on 9/11 were immune to lawsuits. Now, I want you to look this up, because if it's true, well, there you have proof that, yeah, Israelis were being protected by American law. Now, as for Silverstein, come on, bringing down Building 7 should have done it right then and there. But he wasn't the last owner of the World Trade Center. The owner of the shopping mall, his name was Frank Lowy. All right. He ran a company called Westfield America. He, for 99 years, had a 427,000 square feet of retail floor space in the World Trade Center. He was an Israeli. Now look, he is described as on this site, by the way, this Israel did it site, a member of the Haganah, a Jewish terror organizations. Look, I will state this. It was a Jewish-British organization with the Haganah. They were arresting right-wing Jews. They were making life terrible for them in Israel. During the 40s, the Haganah were working with the British against Jews. They were arresting the Irgun and the Stern Gang. All I can say is, if this is a terror organization, well, everything is a terror organization. Just saying that he was a member of the Haganah, well, what can you say? This site goes on to say that he's friends with Ariel Sharon and Ehud Olmert and Ehud Barak. And I would say, of course he is. They're all breaking up Israel. They're chopping Israel down. These are the guys behind it. Sharon pulled out of Gaza without diving into it. Sure, he's involved with them. I hear the music.
And we'll be back in just a moment here with Terry Shepard.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado.
For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your books, how they can get your articles, how they can find your PayPal button if they'd like to help you maintain your investigative reporting and giving the information people are not going to get elsewhere. How can people get your books?
You know what? That's a pretty good plug. I have health reasons for saying, yeah, go to that PayPal button and help out. I am not at my previous energy. All right. Now, my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box right in my name, Shamish. Shamish. That'll get you to the books. The latest one is The Stinger, Not the Stung. A lot of people like that book, let me tell you. And my website, run by Tom Mack, but I'm worried about him. I've been dropping emails and he hasn't been answering them. I'm worried. He's got health issues too. But nonetheless, it's BarryChamish.com. Go there, scroll down, you'll see a PayPal button. And if you help out, I'll be very grateful to you. And I will show my gratitude. That's BarryChamish.com. Now let's go back to this story. The third part, again, look, this site, Israel Did It, is what it comes down to is 10% is right, but that 10% is devastating. Now, 90% is wrong, and all kinds of people are being blamed who had nothing to do with it. But Menachem Atzmon did, and this is the third of this triangle that is really hard to deal with. And what it comes down to is there was a huge scandal involving the two accountants for the Likud party in the late 80s. One was Ehud Olmert, the other was Menachem Atzmon. They were, listen, fraud, falsifying documents. This was a major, major theft. What happened is Menachem Atzmon, well, Ehud Olmert didn't go to prison because Menachem Atzmon took the rap. And by the way, Olmert and avoiding prison, what a story there. A few weeks ago, he had another major corruption case where, darn, the witness testifying against him died the night before he was going to testify. Look, the politics there are beyond dirty. Okay, they're way beyond dirty. Menachem Atzmon went to prison for 3.5 years for Ehud Olmert. When he came out, what a felon. He got to be the half owner of something called ICTS International. It runs airport security. And, well, what do you know? The two airports where the 9/11 terrorists all boarded planes. 19 Arabs on 4 separate planes carrying box cutters, 1 gun. They all slipped through the security being run at Logan Airport and Newark Airport both were run by Menachem Atzmon. Look, no one can believe that any security company was that slipshod. All right. Four different planes. All of the 9/11 planes went through it was called Huntsley USA. That was the subsidiary of Menachem Atzmon's ICTS group.
But is this the same fellow who went to prison?
Of course it is.
So basically, ladies and gentlemen, the guy who's running security has been in prison in Israel for, as the name
3.5 years. 3.5 years. When he got out, he was rewarded by Olmert's group. Look, nobody sitting in prison can take over an international airport security firm. He was helped. The real issue is this leads straight to the Israeli Prime Minister's office. Ehud Olmert became Prime Minister. Atzmon was his partner. And they were the co-accountants of the Likud in the late 80s. The real problem, this site is just too ignorant to understand what the story is. 9/11 couldn't have happened without Atzmon. Couldn't have. And this leads directly to Olmert and the Israeli Prime Minister's office. It's so serious. If it was looked at, I don't understand why people, look, these people really don't like Jews. Why are they missing the obvious, okay? All right? But I don't want to help them. Again, it all goes back, and it sounds crazy to go back to 1917 Freemasonry, but the same forces running Israel that started Israel in 1917 are actually, believe it or not, the Freemasonic labor Zionists. They weren't the right. They weren't the religious. They were thrown out of Zionism just in time for the transfer agreement, which created the seed stock for Israel. It's a long story, but it's not being told. I want to finish off, though, with one site to look. It bothered me, all right? But while we're on 9/11, there is a site being built by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's called Site 9/11. How could they be so thoughtless to name it Site 9/11? It's being built underground at an Israeli Air Force base near Tel Aviv. I believe that would be Tel Nof. That has enough land to build this facility. All right, let me quote. This is from the Washington Post.
Barry, I'm afraid we're out of time, but we'll have to finish that next time. God bless.
Now we'll see you tonight at midnight.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed. Harry Sam is always a fascinating individual. And basically, we have a friend over in Jerusalem who sent me an email recently just saying that it was amazing how many people in Israel listened to our program, and because she's a frequent guest on our program, had been sending her emails. So we do have listeners over there, as we do throughout the world. And what a wonderful opportunity, a privilege it is to reach people with the truth that you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, let me just suggest that if you're in a position to help us, we'd appreciate your support. We have a network of over 50 outlets every week, and certainly with that would be radio stations and some major radio stations here, at least on the West Coast. And then, of course, we have the Internet, shortwave, satellite, a telephone. You can get us on telephone for 2 hours every afternoon if you have the ability to do that. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And you can join the Radio Liberty family, or certainly subscribe to our newsletter, or whatever you'd like to do, get our various products. We do carry health products. Mainly things we take ourselves in the way of vitamins and minerals and things, herbal products. If you'd like a list of them, just give us a call. We'll send them to you. We carry certainly the Miracle 2 products, the Berkey products. We carry spices. And why spices you add to your food? Well, because they help us financially, because we think they're great. We've used them for well over 15 years, and we wouldn't be without them. And so we're offering to our listeners and we think they're a great product to spice up your life, as it were. Under any circumstance, if you'd like to help us, why, we would love to hear from you. But ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it to understand how all of these organizations, the Masons, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome, Theosophy, Rosicrucianism, certainly Scientology, all of these organizations put together, and dozens more. And we write about them, and we talk about them in my talk on Agenda 21, the untold Agenda 21, covert plan, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, that will give you the documents produced by the other side. The documents which they produce, which will tell you exactly what they're doing. And they have a plan, they have an agenda, and it's moving and moving very closely. The goal of one world government to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is why we have our troops in 131 nations, and now we're moving them into 35 African nations, to maintain the empire, to move it all into a world government, and eventually, of course, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to destroy our currency, to enslave our people. And I really tremble in my country when I reflect that if God is just, why, His justice will not sleep forever, and He's going to bring His vengeance on this country, not because what the people have done, it's because what the good people have not done. And that is, they've been so busy leading the good lives, they've not been willing to be involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization and Christian civilization is being progressively destroyed. That's why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools. That's why they're using our military to install the Muslim Brotherhood throughout the Middle East and impose martial law, Sharia law, on both Afghanistan and Iraq. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our protection. Until tomorrow.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment.